Everyone, welcome to Fourth Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
Greetings.
I forgot something last week, and it's not as good now as it was a week ago. But I just wanted to ask Tom and Matt specifically.
Okay.
How did you guys like the fantastic license plates for Kansas that are coming out?
I don't live there. I don't care.
Were you like top 10 for you? Top 5?
I think this is
the irony is. Yes.
Everyone that tells you that sports doesn't fucking matter, this is what fucking happens when you don't pay attention to sports because you got a bunch of fucking nerds in the Kansas State Legislature that did not realize that black and gold is going to be the color of your new state license plate. Because if there had been...
Wichita State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what I thought. First time I saw it, I was like, Wichita State.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But if there had been one non-fucking nerd in the entire legislature, they'd have been like, time out. And then some other person would have said, no, shockers. No, fucktard. No.
Yeah.
Not black and gold.
And you get, and I mean, and it has lost some luster since they changed it already.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it didn't take very long.
But it wasn't until it was pointed out.
And a few million bucks at it.
Already has been spent. Because I guarantee you, if any of us had been in the state legislature at Missouri and somebody was proposing a crimson and blue license plate going through. Whoa, time out. Who the fuck? Oh, that's that Bean motherfucker. He roots for Kansas. Mm-hmm. No, fuck him. You ain't getting that shit through.
Yeah, I guess they could be going, well, this is old school St. Louis cordless.
No, fuck no.
Exactly.
General fucking principle. No.
Yes.
Uh-uh. Ain't doing it.
That's a good idea.
But it fucking got, yeah. And it is still funny because they realize they're going to change it, but it's millions of dollars later.
Yeah. Well, there's not. I don't know that there's a state government more poorly run than Kansas.
They're pretty bad. I don't know. Missouri still doesn't have gambling.
Let's not go politics here, but we could.
Your point's well made, however.
It is definitely well made, but.
The two states here like, definitely compete for who can fuck it up worse.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But I did think that was a...
The sports gambling in Missouri is still baffling.
And the marijuana in Kansas...
is beyond...
Kansas will be state 50 of 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... Kansas trumps Missouri at least for now because of the black and gold license plates.
Yeah.
And not passing marijuana. So we can't pass sports betting.
Just give it a couple months of the other.
The long history of the rivalry between Kansas and Missouri.
Yeah.
Continues.
When shit goes down in Missouri.
Yeah.
The KU fans get to go, oh, you guys are stupid, look what you did, whatever. And then, I swear to Christ, it'd be a week or two later.
Oh, yeah.
Something happens in Kansas.
Oh, really?
Like, yep.
Oh, yeah. Shoes on the other foot now. It will not stop.
That fantasy football.
And hasn't since 1861.
No shit.
That fantasy
football. Well, today there was a Twitter rant going around because I guess MU's enrollment is way down, so then the KU fans were poking fun on there. Because your guys' NIL money's going down, I guess.
Missouri will point out that Missouri actually has standards to get in, whereas KU, you just got to say, I graduate high school in Kansas, and you're admitted.
Hey, that's K-State.
That's KU.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's KU.
And it's random whether you spell school correct or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, for me to get into SEMO was pretty easy.
I didn't say it was a high standard, but it's higher than I graduated from high school.
It's not like the Ohio State, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Central Michigan, where Connor Stallions can get in.
Yeah, right? It's at least higher than that. Hey, well, you don't have to wear, I mean, you can wear sunglasses, hey, but it ain't going to help.
Whatever it was, it worked. We didn't find a foe.
Hey, that's true.
And he was not in attendance on Saturday when Vegas got it right, because they...
Do you know?
And now,
I mean, it's been a while since we've seen him. I mean...
No, but...
Well, and now apparently he's helping Mizzou. Yeah.
That was actually pretty damn good. I forget the dude's name, but was that Fowler? Not Fowler at ESPN.
Yeah, I think it was Fowler.
Was it Fowler? Yeah. Just had, he totally broke him. That was pretty damn funny. So
yeah, but the Michigan game went about as we all thought. Iowa did nothing, and Michigan almost won by the exact score predicted by Vegas. Only they didn't give up 10 points.
My only question is,
I looked at half the point total for Iowa, 0.5.
And it was, and that was over. That was over.
And the under hit.
Yes,
it was over that.
Well, and then there was the what, golf course out there or whatever that offered free beer until Iowa
they scored.
So does that mean the beer's free until next season?
Pretty much.
Yep.
Until they scored.
Yeah.
I was the lone Michigan fan cheering at a brewery in Omaha on Saturday night.
Well, like I was telling him.
I can't imagine there being too many of you there.
There were not.
Well, like I was telling Matt before we started, it's like, so either you were a Michigan fan or an Iowa fan watching that game, and as a Michigan fan, you're sitting there going, okay, we won, but can we add a few more points here? This 10-0 thing just, it doesn't look good. You know, it's got a bad, so we need to score a few more points, and Iowa fans are just like, yeah, we were done at 3.
Yes, we're a touchdown. That was...
As soon as it hit 10 points, we were done.
Mm-hmm. Double digits, yeah.
This is what we predicted, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that... So, what is Scott's rant before we get kicked off?
Well, we probably need to go more in depth.
Okay.
Kick us
with
off.
Our discussing of what you guys thought of the BCS championships.
Not Boomer. It's college football playoff. BCS was some time ago.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The Final Four.
Did you call him Boomer?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow.
The Final Four, for God's sakes. What do we think of it?
I think they got it right. I think the four best teams are in.
Is that the criteria you're going off of?
That should be the criteria when you're trying to determine a champion.
Okay. Georgia not better than Texas?
Georgia lost Alabama.
Texas
beat Alabama.
Okay. So you're using logic.
Yes, I tend to do that.
Okay. So,
not really.
But using, you're taking 2 1-loss teams over an undefeated team.
Undefeated ACC team. Yes.
How logical is that?
I think they're better. If here's the logic. If Texas or Alabama played Florida State, do I think they would beat them 9 times out of 10? And that answer is yes.
So you don't believe in upsets?
I said 9 times out of 10.
You never had an upset?
I said 9 times out of 10. I didn't say 10 out of 10.
You had an upset last year.
I'm telling you, I think the four best teams are in. I don't think Florida State's one of the four best teams in the country.
I have a problem with it. Because the reason why I think they did this was because when Alabama beat Georgia,
get your tin hat.
They felt like they had to put out. They felt like Alabama deserved to get in because they beat Georgia. I don't have a problem with it, but they did not want to defend putting Alabama in over Texas because Texas beat them.
Yeah.
So I don't think there is.
Who did Florida State play in the ACC championship?
Florida State beat 8 bowl eligible teams.
Florida State beat Louisville.
They won
11.
They won.
Mm-hmm. What did Texas do against a ranked team in their conference championship game? Murdered.
Well, I do think Louisville was ranked. Just
Louisville was ranked.
Okay, so they won by
Louisville and Oklahoma State have the same ranking. I think one was 18 and one was 20.
Yeah, it was down.
I'm not going to defend Florida State for much the same reason you never defend Ohio State You know, it fuck the criminals for one thing.
I get that,
but I do think that a one loss Texas and a one loss Alabama are better than Florida State right now.
So why play the regular season if that doesn't matter?
No, it does matter. Because no, it doesn't. Okay, then so why in Liberty in there? Liberty's undefeated.
How many bowl eligible teams do they play?
But Liberty's undefeated. So they should be in there over one loss team.
You can only put in four, but you put in 2-1 loss teams over one team that
okay, so undefeated. Kick them both out, and then it should be Liberty and Florida State using that logic.
Okay, but it's just as
I would love that.
It's just as illogical. It's just as illogical as saying putting the 2-1 loss teams over Florida State.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. There's no logic. There's no logic in saying Liberty should be in there. All right, and there is logic in. I'm not saying it's ridiculous to say Florida State. Should
Liberty's
be in.
Also not in a Power Five conference, so I'm not.
Okay, so then Power Five should have their own, and then non Power Five should have their own playoffs.
Another
is
argument.
That what you're saying? Because here's the thing, and I had this conversation with somebody else. There's too many teams in college football to go just off record. Too many teams to just go off record. You cannot go solely off record in college football because there's 130 some teams.
But that's the easiest one.
But it doesn't mean it's right.
But you line up and beat who you play.
Right. And just because you beat them doesn't mean you're better than somebody who lost.
And I thought the same thing until I looked at Florida State's schedule. They beat 8 bowl eligible teams.
I've not
looked at Michigan's record. Oh, they did. But I don't think they beat 8 bowl eligible teams.
No. No.
That's a lot.
They beat 2?
3? Maybe 5.
What'd their non-con look like?
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It's pretty terrible. It was one of the worst in college football.
That's when I was making fun of them last year when they.
Florida State.
But I mean, if they played Middle Tennessee State, did Middle Tennessee State get bowl eligible?
I don't think.
I'm throwing a name out there.
I don't think any team Michigan beating their non-con went to a bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. East Carolina, UNLV.
UNLV, yes.
They're playing KU. So there's one. but Michigan State did not go to a bowl. Indiana's not going to a bowl.
Bowling Green is.
So, all right.
So you got 2.
Hey.
And Ohio State.
Rutgers, yes. That's 3.
Iowa.
Nebraska.
No.
Nope. Well, they could.
They could, but they're not.
No. The James Madison took their place.
Okay.
I'm glad the NCAA
so there's enough.
That.
Yeah, I am too.
The rule of if there's not enough, you guys get in. But if there is enough, you have to sit out. I'm fine with that. Like,
why?
Just because it's their first year?
It's actually their second year.
Now, if it's their second year, I don't.
And I still don't understand what was going on there.
I kind of understand of like.
Me
we
too.
Don't want to muddle
well,
it too
not
much.
To mention that your first year, you're probably going to suck.
Yeah.
So
like,
it's almost like...
Which is why if you do well enough, you should get in.
You should get in.
It's more impressive.
But if there's not... But now we're getting to the point there's not enough teams usually, so it doesn't matter.
They can't create another, I don't know, RC Cola Bowl or some shit to play on December
13th. It's like saying...
Like now?
It's like saying if I buy a Lamborghini, I'll let... All you guys take a test spin.
Yeah.
I am not buying a Lamborghini. So when James Madison comes in, it's not like, it's like, you guys are probably going to go 2-10.
Yeah, but
I'm with you.
But they didn't.
And they're going
but
to bowl.
They didn't.
They did buy a Lamborghini.
No,
well, it's funny because they sued and then the NCAA was like, hey, you do realize there's this weird rule and you're probably going to go to a bowl. And they're like, oh, never mind. We're not suing.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's going to work out. Because they knew there wasn't going to be enough teams.
Well, yeah, and the governor of Florida asked for $1 million of taxpayer money to sue the NCAA over the college football playoff.
Well, this is one
and
of
I'm
my,
not saying go that far.
This is one of my biggest problems with doing this fucking podcast.
I do agree, because like it's because of one guy. If Jordan Travis was playing, though, they would be in.
You know, the best probably. Response I heard is...
That's my problem.
Jordan Travis should win the Heisman. Because if he was so fucking valuable that he should... That Florida State, he's not getting in because he's not playing. He should probably win the Heisman. And he ain't.
One of my biggest problems with doing this podcast, especially with Roger, is because I find myself agreeing a lot more these days with shit that happens in Kansas than I'd like to acknowledge.
Personally, yeah.
And man, Gino said it best. It's all about the dollar signs.
Well, ESPN. That's totally ESPN is 100% responsible. Because you know what?
There's their tin hat.
I told I told this to Scott. You know what this is? This is the blue blood Final Four that everybody wanted that KU was in. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova. Mm-hmm. I mean, I realize Washington is not like a top 10 blue, but they're a Villanova level blue blood. Mm-hmm. They've got some pedigree to them, and they got what they wanted. They got four gigantic fan bases. Well, three gigantic fan bases and one pretty good one with Washington. Yeah. And, I have no doubt.
And that would
that Northeast, you either root for Washington or Oregon.
That's it. About only it. Two choices.
And what bugs me about this is I agree with what they did. Because
I do too, but I don't
like because it. As much as I would truly like Tom's scenario of having Liberty and Florida State in there, because I would love that, just fuck you kind of thing. It is. It's a talent show. It's a beauty pageant.
It is totally a beauty pageant.
And
college football always has been.
And I find myself thinking, what would happen if the NFL did this?
No, the Jaguars would be out.
Yeah,
of
they're
the
out
right now.
If Patrick Mahomes would happen to go down,
nope. Thank you for playing.
Thanks.
You're gone.
You're gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just not pretty enough now. If Travis, what's his name?
Jordan Travis.
Jordan Travis. If he did not get hurt, are they in?
I think so.
I think so.
Are they pretty enough?
I think so.
Yeah. Because he'd be going for the Heisman.
Because there's also prognosticating, obviously, with this, because they want the best teams. They want the best matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they don't view Florida State as the best matchup because it's their third string quarterback going against three really good teams. If Jordan Travis is playing, they're right up there with him.
Now, here's my other problem with this, and I know next year we're going to move to 12, and everybody believes that all will be healed by then, and
there will never
be another issue with this ever again. Because we're all at the top 12, that's going to be perfect. What if your team is 12? Michigan.
Or 13.
KU. K-State. Missouri.
I think the...
And then they leapfrog your team because it's like, you know what, fuck you.
Well, they're...
Because that's basically what would happen.
Conference champions
like,
that are guaranteed spots.
We just don't like Missouri. We just don't like. We don't think KU is sexy enough.
That would be an argument.
But we think Tennessee is.
That when they would take.
Yeah.
They would take an.
Who's ranked lower?
They would take an 8-4 Tennessee over an 8-4 Kansas right now. I would put that on. I would put everything I have on it. Not even knowing how the 8-4 happened or what occurred,
and
they would
absolutely with that scenario at hand,
that's a good example.
Do we all still agree that this was the best decision?
I didn't say best decision. I said I thought they had picked the four best teams.
Because that is my problem. The biggest issue that I have with what they did with Florida State. Not that they did it to Florida State, because I don't give a fuck about them.
Well, they've been in the
It's going to set a bad precedent.
We do have a new team.
Because now, if your team, Roger, KU, is in that scenario where it's like, I think we're in. And then the committee comes back and says, "We just didn't think they're pretty enough."
Right.
So we're
Which
just
is really what
we're just going to arbitrarily pick this name out of the clear blue sky, and it's going to be boom, Tennessee, or I don't know, whoever.
Yeah.
Clemson. You gonna be cool with that?
But it's not right out of the clear blue sky.
It is.
No, it's not.
I felt like it was because at the time Alabama was ranked, what, 8th?
Yeah. Yeah, they were 8th.
They jumped 4 fucking spots or even 5 spots because where are they ranked in?
4.
Four.
They jumped 4 spots over.
Yeah, which actually fucking sucks.
Over but, teams that yeah. didn't.
I wish they would have jumped another one.
Really? They just jumped 4 spots just like that? That's pretty arbitrary to me.
I think they were looking.
College football's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
The only, if there's a good thing, I'll have less umbrage with it when you're talking about 13 than when you're talking about 5.
Yes, and we've had this conversation before. There's still an argument about number 66 when it comes to college.
I get it, but I don't listen to that because when Mizzou misses the tournament being 20-19, I don't feel sorry for him.
No.
But
I have a problem with because we've had this discussion on this show before, where because I said I don't think there's ever been a ranked team not make the tournament, and you, Roger, said that's not true, that there has actually been mm-hmm. top 25 teams that did not make the tournament.
Yes.
How does that fucking and I know you explained it and I understand it.
All that. Crap.
But why are you ranking them then?
I agree.
You know?
Well, and what it is the people
I
that
would
are
say
ranking
it's
them.
An anomaly, but.
And I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Well,
or
the people
else,
that are ranking them aren't right? the ones that are making the decisions,
True.
Is what it is.
Yes.
I mean, and it's the same mm-hmm. with the selection committee for basketball, and it's the same with the selection committee for football. The ones that are making these rankings are not the same.
So,
people.
Yeah, if my favorite team is 22nd in the nation and they don't make the tournament. Basketball tournament?
Bullshit.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll listen to that. I won't listen to what you're talking about, Matt, where it's like the 66th team or 68th team or whatever.
When they're 20-19.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because that's happened before,
yeah.
and it's
and
like,
I,
you
and
don't
I don't
fucking
care about
it.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. There are
just because you don't go 500.
There are probably 5 games that you blew that you should not have, and if you'd won
yeah.
those 5 games, you'd be in.
So I got a solution to this.
Oh, boy.
Matt knows what it is.
I like this idea, actually.
But stop ranking.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, that's why they don't do it in pro sports.
Yeah, I know. And then, yeah, except for you get these power ranking shit.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Nobody,
they don't care anyway.
Nobody
carries
yeah,
anyway.
Didn't carry anyway.
No, I.
So that way we don't know
it.
That Alabama jumped. Because
that's
spots.
Another reason why I don't like the. I don't like what happened to Florida State. They were in the top 5 all year.
And the only reason they did not make the playoffs.
They're still number 5.
Is because their quarterback.
Well, but you had other teams that lost. What was the point of that? You clearly thought they were good.
Well, like
yeah.
I said, it's not the same people that
yeah.
are making the final decision. So
they
why
were,
do it?
They
I
were
think
ranked
you're right.
fourth going into the championships.
And look, and
yeah. they won.
And they won. And I make fun of
the
ESPN part. There's a tinfoil conspiracy fit to it, but that shit's real. This vote was stupid. Like, they couldn't make a fucking decision. And then all of a sudden they come back the next morning.
And it's baffling me right now.
And
it
yep.
hurts my head because we all agree that this was the right 4 teams.
It's fine.
But we don't agree with how they went about doing it.
Well,
it's basically what it
my meant. My favorite 10 hat conspiracy is before the official decision was announced and Herb Street was on ESPN talking about it, they had football helmets on bookcases behind him. Guess which 4 were visible?
Oh, really?
It was Michigan, Alabama, Texas, and Washington. Mm-hmm. They were the 4 helmets behind Herb Street before the official...
Was that subliminal messaging?
Apparently.
Subliminal? No, subliminal would be low-key, sometimes even unintentional.
Yeah.
That's blatant.
Very intentional.
Yes. Yes.
And we've...
So, hello, baby. I want to have sex with you, and I think you are a very attractive lady. I hope you want to have sex with me. And
and we joked about it before. Scott and I were talking about this earlier. One of the reasons why we hate Notre Dame, because we know as long as there's any chance, they'll take them over anyone just to put them in. And that's kind of what they got. What you're not going to be able to not take Washington because they went undefeated and they beat Oregon. And then Jesus Christ, you got three gigantic football bases on.
Deserves it.
Oh, I mean, well,
I'll be honest with you, I was a little surprised Washington made it because they might have been saying, you know what, fuck you guys for disbanding the Big Ten like you did, or the Pac-10 like you did.
It was tenuous. That trophy, although it was kind of tenuous when Michigan got there.
If we're just going to kind of like willy-nilly this, because I feel like it is, why don't we just willy-nilly, you know,
the crazy
Michigan should be in there. They cheated.
The crazy thing about the Washington one, though, was...
There you go. Kick out Michigan. Was, you know, state.
I remember...
They didn't play anybody.
No, they didn't.
And they cheated.
Not and they game. Cheated.
Not in that game.
Which one?
Yeah.
That one.
Well, no, we're saying out of the playoff. Kick them out of the playoff. Yes, yeah. They did. They cheated.
Yeah. Too
late.
Put Florida State in.
Oh, trust me. They got the NCAA got their pound of flesh by pairing them with Alabama.
Because
that is not going to go well for Michigan.
That's not TCU's take on it. You guys didn't cheat.
TCU won. So what does that say?
TCU won. So.
I know, but that's the claim is that they knew you guys were cheating. So that's how they won.
So they cheated too?
No, they ran fake play calls. They thought that Michigan knew their signs.
Which is what everyone should be doing, but
yeah,
whatever.
I agree too.
Well, he also goes,
especially in a playoff.
How does Division I not have fucking the helmet not speakers just, yeah. thing?
Well, that's what Matt Rhule, a reporter.
He said it the best.
A reporter asked him about it, and I'm not just saying this because it was with Michigan. He's like, look, I'm not going to get involved in somebody else's mess. I'm not going to comment on it. What I will say is, why are we the only brand of football that doesn't have microphones and helmets? Mm-hmm. They have them at the NFL and they have them in high school.
Mm-hmm.
In the CFL.
We are the only one that doesn't have them.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And this whole thing is moot.
And in the WX or XFL.
XUSFL.
And it's funny that comes in, but part of that is the overall dysfunction of how everything is done in college football.
Yeah, it just adds.
But
it
with just, the NCAA, how can that happen with the NCAA overlords?
Oh, easily.
No.
Well, I think you said it in the name, the overlords.
Which, by the way, I saw something on the news yesterday, and it seems to be kind of. Did you see that they just? They want to separate the do our super team theory. And this is the NCAA doing this, asking about it.
Well, Scott...
Because what they brought up was...
you're probably going to take the words out of my mouth.
Man, I don't think I will. But they said that there was I can't remember the numbers. But there was like 100 and some odd teams that spend... $500 million on athletics, and then there's another like 500 teams that spend less than 50.
Yeah,
the disparity is huge.
And so they want to separate the $500 million club from
that's
the
where Tom was 50 not million Tom club. Was not wrong with that part either, because I think that's a step closer to solving.
Was that what you were going to say, or is it? Because I don't think it was.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Is that what they want to do? Is they want all the teams to put their NIL money into trust?
Uh huh.
Which is kind of weird because I'm like, so what? It can't be taxed. I mean, that's the whole point of the list. But whatever. You know, that seems like a government loophole that's going to close shut in their face again because they're that smart. Because they're the whole ones that brought all these problems, anyways. And then, but they're going to separate it out like in high school. Where you got your different classes and whatever money's in that trust.
Well,
that's how it gets separated.
And that's
out
what. And that's what. Divisions. That's what the state. I'm more familiar with what Missouri did than Kansas football, but that's what Missouri did when they created the 6A.
Mm-hmm.
was to kind of separate some of these schools that were in 5A that were always winning.
And Kansas did the same thing in 4A.
Yeah.
Because Kansas, the majority of your schools are 4A just because of the population number.
Sure.
And so they split the 4As amongst participation.
Yeah.
Players.
Because, stuff. Like, you know, the school around here that comes to mind was Fort Osage became a pretty good school when they weren't in 5A with Rockhurst and. And some of the other powerhouse schools that were around, and they stayed in 5A, and they've won some championships because they kept getting beat by the same schools.
So I'm wondering, because I thought it was a weird time to bring this up too.
Yeah,
yesterday is the first time I heard it. I don't know if it was yesterday that they made the announcement on it.
We'll get to it.
Keep going.
We'll get to it.
It was on something we talked about before we started recording. I didn't interrupt you because you were talking. And I know at your age, I don't want to derail you.
You know what? Fuck you. I can't remember what I was saying.
Knew that was going to get brought up.
No, but the timing of it was weird.
With the playoffs and all the, you know, and all the hubbub. And I'm wondering if the next gen here with the 12-team playoff system, if it doesn't fly as well as they think it is,
they're gonna
break is gonna happen.
Well, I think they're starting to see too that. I think they're starting to see also through TV that you are very limited by only allowing these certain teams. Like, yeah, they're big brands of football, but. Not everyone's going to watch.
They're like baseball.
Yeah.
In the sense that not everybody is a fucking Kansas City Royals fan.
Yeah.
Or even gives a fuck about what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
It's a big name. And there's a lot of fans out there. But not every place is fucking watching it.
But,
it's like, I don't give a fuck about Alabama.
But to kind of like the Alabama-Michigan game. You know who's going to be watching that majority? Alabama and Michigan fans.
Yeah.
No one else is going to be tuning in to see what happens.
But that is probably going to be the best number you could possibly get from a TV viewership standpoint. Unless you just arbitrarily threw Notre Dame in there.
Yeah, but they're starting to see in college football, though, that's kind of the problem, though, is that... And the thing is they've always thought for years that are NFL fans, they'll pull NFL numbers. Well, yeah. People that are fans of NFL are typically not fans of college.
Yeah, they're not fans of both. We're weird.
It's,
four of us are weird.
Yeah. It's actually, Colin Coward brought it up. It's like, it's only like 30% of fans of NFL are college football fans. So you're very limited. You got to mix it up.
Really?
Like,
Yeah.
If you look at some of the biggest fan bases in the United States, LA and New York. New York doesn't have a college.
Yeah,
I mean they do, but
not.
Yeah, they don't.
Nothing they're passionate about. They're not exactly the most passionate fans about USC or UCLA.
But they're more about in LA. But they are more passionate about USC than they are the Rams or the Chargers.
Okay.
They are far more passionate about USC than they are, which is funny. That differentiation between the.
But I mean, you look here, and I think it's the same everywhere. Monday Night Football this past Monday. I'm sure they got good views.
Most people watched it here.
It was a good game, and. Yeah. You know, it wasn't one that jumped out at you as like, oh, this is much watch. You have to watch this game.
You know, if Burrow had been healthy, it would have been.
But it was, yes.
Yeah. Very true. Which is what they were simultaneously, counting on when it was on the schedule.
Jacksonville, Cincinnati just doesn't, you know, whoa. And I'm sure a lot of people watch that thing.
I watched it.
You get Alabama, you get Michigan. That's wow.
Of the four of us, who's watching?
But I'm not sure.
Are you going to watch that game?
I'm an idiot. I mean, unless there's something else on, like...
You want my honest answer?
You won't.
No, I won't.
I know Tom will. You are the two that... But look, only one of the two of you is going to.
The only problem is PornTube sometimes runs specials.
Yeah.
So... I was wondering when Tom was going to catch on.
In on that?
That was like a 20
no, what's
second
the special.
That was like a.
He wants to know what it is first.
That was like a 20 mystery. Second delay for him there.
I was like, wait, did I hear that right?
He's like, he didn't mean
no,
that.
No, I probably will because I am an idiot. And I do love.
And that's good.
I love the college football.
I knew one of the two of you wasn't.
I may not, you know, focus in, stare at it like.
I'll probably watch.
I'll throw it on.
I'll probably watch the Texas Washington game because it's both teams that haven't been in the playoff.
No, Washington actually.
Washington.
Has.
Or they have.
But
Texas has.
It's a distant memory, though. I mean,
yeah, it's like the first or second year.
First or second year
of
the four they were in.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Golly, that's been what,
8 years
ago now?
It's 10 years.
8 or 9 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but Texas has never been in it. So.
And that's a unique combination.
And I think that's the more.
Yeah.
Texas didn't know there was a playoff until this year.
Yeah.
Until Sarkisian was like, hey, you guys can't make this, right? You
know? It was funny, though. They won the inaugural Big 12 title game, and then they won their last one on the way.
Out the door.
The big one.
And now we get to share the profits with them of going to the playoff.
We all may watch, just out of curiosity's sake, the first two games.
Okay. I'll watch them both.
But if it's not Michigan,
I won't watch.
Will you watch the title game?
No.
That's where I'm wondering.
Okay. I won't, because Alabama's going to steamroll whoever they play of the other two.
Yeah, and I'm not going to watch it.
And I'll be honest with you, that's probably what ESPN wants to know too.
Yeah, I we'll do a prediction show closer to, but I think Alabama is going to beat Michigan, and then I think Alabama is going to destroy which of the other two they get. Just because I think they're better than Washington, and they're going to be so angry at Texas that they're going to. This is kind of one of those things you fucked up and let Saban in. Now you're going to pay for it.
I hope Texas wins it so the Big 12 gets all of their money.
Yes.
Because
they have to share.
I mean, I get that, but I never want to see Texas win anything.
I don't know. I could root for Texas if I was a Big 12 guy, though.
I hate all of them, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I text you guys that. I'm going to
with
Texas.
Me.
Fucking go Texas.
I hate the rest of them,
I get it, but I give
a fuck about...
KU's going to win off of that, and West Virginia's going to win off of that.
Yes, we are.
So...
If
we will take a check.
If
for
Michigan was not in it, and I don't care who you throw in as the other pot, I would root for Washington.
Yeah, same.
I would root for Washington if Michigan was not in it. And I don't care who, if it's Georgia, if it's Florida State, I don't give a shit who the replacement would be if Michigan wasn't in it. I'd root for Washington. Because I fucking hate Texas.
I normally would hate
Alabama.
If this brings out the greatest fuck you in the world, go Texas.
But who are you saying fuck
it's
you
not,
to, though?
It's
the Big 12 going fuck you to Texas by taking their fucking...
I don't know, fucking, but if I was...
Texas ain't going to give it...
By
but
taking
if I
their,
was,
by
but
just
if,
taking their pocketbook and go...
But if I'm... But I would argue...
There you go.
But Texas is
there
so rich,
go.
If I was...
There you go.
If I was Texas, I'd say,
Texas
fuck you, I'm winning
shit.
A national title and leaving.
Yeah.
So,
that would be
and
my...
The big,
after
sorry,
they write a strike.
I'm going to...
And the Big 12 can still brag that they got a national title.
Yeah, but
it's probably going to happen after this.
I'm sorry. It's a bigger flux to say, we won, fuck you, we're out. It would be a bigger flux for Texas than it would for the Big 12. Therefore, I do not want Texas to win.
Fair
honestly,
enough.
Honestly, I mean, that's true, too.
Everybody's opinion
time,
is...
I'm tired of seeing Alabama
equal,
win.
Except
and
your,
I,
oh,
win.
I don't want to see Alabama.
And I don't want to see Michigan win it, because fuck Harbaugh. So... I'm in a lose-lose. I might as well root for
him. What did ever do to you?
Yeah, no shit.
Except not go to Kansas when he was rumored to.
He cheated.
He didn't cheat.
Yeah.
He cheated.
So did Bill Self, and that's been documented, but you didn't... But
how
you
do you know? He didn't admit to it.
Okay, well, neither is Harbaugh.
Harbaugh admitted
if,
to it.
No, he did not. And there is no proof Harbaugh is in it on any
Where's
of
my
it.
Popcorn?
No, this is serious. You can't have that argument.
Why?
Because it's the same argument. You're trying to... KU fans argue Self didn't know. That's the argument.
No, Self didn't.
But the argument is Self didn't know and there's no proof. There has been no proof that Jim Harbaugh himself knew about any of it. There is none. The NCAA has told the Big Ten there was none.
Okay, the NCAA, all right.
Okay, the same people who said Self cheated.
Well, no, that was the FBI.
That was the FBI.
Which is not much smarter than the
you
NCAA.
Are, you have there. No, there is... There
that
is,
was Tom Carey that said it, that?
Don't use last names, dickhead.
It has been said, all of this is the he should have known, but there is no proof that he knew.
I'm telling you right now.
But you can't make that argument if you're a KU fan, because you're never going to tell me Self didn't know either.
Oh, no, Self knew.
Okay, then how come it's not okay for, it's okay for Self, but not Harbaugh?
Self tried to sit out of the postseason.
Okay, and Harbaugh's already been suspended.
Twice.
He's been suspended twice in the same season.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to go to the postseason, though.
Self was in the postseason.
No, he tried to get out of it, and they told him no.
Okay, he has already been suspended twice in the same season.
But so has Self.
Okay, but so if...
No, he's been suspended in two different seasons.
Okay, but why is...
No, he
why
suspended
does,
twice this season.
Harbaugh has been suspended twice already this season. Yes. So what more do you want?
Sorry.
I mean, I get if it's pure hatred, I'm not going to argue with you
pure,
about
it. It is pure hatred, but it's also the same thing.
But he's already been suspended... He's already been suspended twice this year over stuff that... The first was the cheeseburger thing, which is ridiculous.
I don't care about that.
And then he's already been suspended three games.
I got a problem with it.
But there is no direct proof.
That's the shit I don't care about.
They have no direct proof that Harbaugh was...
If you don't think every school does that, then you're...
The cheeseburger or the signs?
The cheeseburger.
Yes.
Yes.
The correct answer is yes.
I'm just telling you, they are not going to have any proof that Harbaugh knew directly it was going on.
Sure.
Now, you can argue. I didn't say he didn't do it or he didn't know. I'm telling you, they'll have no
proof.
I'm telling you, they won't be able to prove it.
Well,
why? Because they're taking a playbook out of KU and saying, fuck you, prove it.
Well,
and they will not be able to.
You guys should have just kept your mouth shut.
They're not the ones that said anything. It was Crybaby
no,
Ohio State.
You said fuck you to the NCAA.
Well,
yeah, they did.
That's another issue.
You should have.
But
just...
that's all the more reason to like them.
Yeah, you should like Harbaugh because fuck the NCAA.
I don't know. It's Michigan, though.
They ain't won nothing.
Except for a national title back in the 90s.
It's been a minute.
And
you make
and that was shared.
And 1,000 games, but
we'll
that's how that. Fuck off.
We're gonna have to do that again, though.
Fucking putzes.
And
like you never been there.
I mean, there's no banner evidence that the basketball team won anything.
Yeah, at least they won a national. Their national title banner still stands. It's okay. Just the Final Four ones that don't.
Yeah.
89 championship.
Yeah, how's
legit.
Juwan doing?
It's all right.
This year's
that was a lot of money for no reason.
Nah, they're all making a lot of money for no reason.
That's true.
Yeah.
Harbaugh is too. Especially if he doesn't pull out a win.
That she ain't gonna.
For a third straight year.
Yeah.
There's your better reason for not rooting for Michigan. Three straight years and you just fucking get your ass whooped every fucking year. Let's find somebody else.
It's not.
Find somebody else.
Not
you
they.
Know what? He would. He
this
would,
is,
he's got a good
look,
job.
This is not
the
a,
Raiders.
Look, I'm a Michigan fan, and there's the old adage of how do you make Wolverine cookies? You put them in a bowl and beat them for 60 minutes. Because they don't play well in bowl games. They never have. They have a losing record in bowl games. All those regular season wins, they have a losing record in bowl games. They don't play well in bowl
games.
Yeah,
three straight.
Oh, it's worse than
you're
that.
Right.
That's just the last
three. I know,
three.
But it's the three.
Yeah, they...
Two, but soon to be three.
Yeah, they're not winning a game in this one.
You lost... Who'd you lose the first time?
I don't remember the first one. It was TCU last year.
TCU last year. I don't remember the last year.
Oh, it was
Georgia.
Georgia got their asses handed to them by Georgia.
Which that was the... We're just happy to be here.
That was the happy to be here Michigan.
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was the one.
And last year, probably.
Yeah.
Because TCU was supposed to be the happy to be here.
Yeah, they were. Uh-huh. Which is why Florida State should have got in this year, because you never know what's going to happen.
Full circle. Which is why you don't.
Way to go, Matt.
Way to go, Matt. Reel it back in. All right, what's the breaking K-State news?
Their athletic department's going to fall apart before
their
our very
athletic
eyes.
Department could fuck up a wet dream. Is basically what it's coming down to.
I'm shocked and appalled.
I know. It's like, you know, it's not like they have any history of running off good basketball coaches.
Sounds like they
Frank
should
Martin.
Subscribe to Pornhub.
That'd be better money. That'd be better money than what they're going to spend on it, whatever.
Well, it's fucking phenomenal. But yeah, they have kicked, what was his name?
Naquan Tomlin.
Tomlin off the team. Under protest of their coach, who would, if he walked, would get a top tier job in a heartbeat.
He would be the next coach at Georgetown.
Who is he?
Jerome Tang.
No, the.
One of their,
is he
if
a
not,
player?
He is the
oh,
best.
Yes.
He's the their best.
He's
player.
Their best player. He's their. It's either forward or center. One
he got into a little tussle outside a bar and.
Which
granted diversion, and
which if I remember right, this happened last year.
What did he bitch slap the president?
No, it was.
It was just a
fun it was any number of things that you've known. Your buddy has done this before. Yes. You've known the buddy that got into a tussle
now,
outside of a bar.
It's a little much to say he's their best player, okay? Because in 36 games, he's averaged 10 points and 5.9 rebounds. So he's a good player. He's a good player.
He hasn't played, though, either.
So let's go this route. Is it going to hurt K-State losing him?
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, it will. Oh, it will.
But it's the other part of it that's the bigger deal, because the head coach wants...
They pissed off their hot rocket
pissed
head
off
coach.
Their head coach, who is a very... After what he... He was already a pretty good hire for them.
He was a damn good hire for them.
Because he was coming off that...
And then he win Coach of the Year?
Yes, he did
last year.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I thought.
And you've almost immediately alienated him by...
In his second year.
By trying to say your dick's bigger than his. And he's got any...
And he took that team to... They made the tournament last year, too.
Yeah.
They were Elite Eight. And they... I mean, and they put up a fight in that game.
Yeah.
So
they almost made Final Four.
Yeah, he can say, "I'm out."
He won't be employed long. He will not be unemployed long if he quits.
Yeah,
no, he would not. No, especially in today's college basketball.
Oh shit!
It's a carousel from hell.
It's terrible.
And then
let's
put it straight. Utah's looking for a new coach now that they got Big 12 money. I wouldn't put it past him that he stays with the Big 12 school just to
rub it in their face a little bit.
Yeah.
And look, I personally, I might feel very different about it if he had done something more serious than that. But kids fuck up. And the kind of shit that he got busted for is really...
It wasn't domestic violence.
It wasn't sexual assault.
I think
he'd be a good West Virginia kid.
There you go.
Actually, it got brought up that he may be the next West Virginia coach.
Because I think we'd be reasonable. I mean, if he was accused of
there
something.
Actually was somebody.
So is there anybody else you guys could kick off the team?
Actually was a national guy saying that West Virginia has called.
Because
West Virginia's got some money to spend. I mean,
and
on coaches.
And talent.
In talent.
And the backdrop.
And that's like you're going into a...
And that's a big brand of basketball.
A huge vacuum
and if
of
you are
no
a,
talent there. So.
And if you are a K-State fan, you're having Frank Martin flashbacks.
Yep.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
you ran him off when he got into
his
a
little
pissing
thing.
Contest.
He got arrested
with
for disorderly conduct at a sports bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Outside the sports
Not
bar.
Not a...
They almost didn't arrest him. They almost let him go. But... It was just,
and he was granted diversion,
which he's completed. Oh, and he's graduated.
Oh, he's graduating next month.
Yeah,
he's a graduate.
He's a good kid. He just made a mistake.
That is fucking stupid. Yeah.
I'm telling you, any other college probably would have been like, hey, look, you're going to serve your five
and be done with it.
And then we're going to move on.
Be done with it.
That's it. That's all we're going to do.
And it would have been reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean,
because he missed out on, they went to the Bahamas this year.
Yeah, he didn't you know travel.
You know why they went to the Bahamas?
Because of what they did last year.
And Jerome Tang.
Yeah.
And then they went to Miami, the Miami Invitational.
Yeah.
They went to that too. And so they've been in big tournaments this year.
I don't know.
They didn't let him go on any of those. It's like, that's probably about punishment.
No, well, and then, the other problem you're going to have is good luck getting the next guy.
Oh yeah, if you're already
if it's happening this early to a guy that is on everybody's short list of up and coming college basketball coaches.
But has this been a kind of a standing tradition at K-State?
Yes.
Starting to look that way.
Yes, it has been.
It makes you wonder if it affected this like this Colin is why Klein's before decision.
I brought up, this is why they haven't won national titles.
Or their
this is the sole quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Howard.
But yeah,
you got to wonder if some of this doesn't have something to do with like Colin Klein's decision to go to A&M.
Yes.
You know, if he may have been like, because you would think if he stuck around, he's going to take over for Klein.
He'd be the heir apparent for that quarterback at K-State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So he goes to A&M, which... K-State's done more than A&M.
K-State's yes. offense has been pretty good under his watch.
It has been.
The quarterback play has been very...
questionable.
Yeah.
At times. And the defense has been atrocious, but...
That's why they're losing games.
Yes. But yeah. But I heard...
But that's why he got the bag at A&M, because...
Yeah. No, and A&M threw all this money at... We've talked about this before, and I know it's switching gears a little bit, but there was a few things I heard today that I wanted to bring up on this whole Texas A&M situation with them throwing money at this stuff. Do you know how many double-digit win seasons Texas A&M has had since 1998?
Zero. As many as KU. Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two?
Two. You know how many Mizzou's had in that time?
Five or six.
Seven.
Yeah.
They've had as many as KU.
Yeah. But they think all this.
Yeah.
They think they're freaking. It's
and we've had the worst coaches.
Yeah.
Worst hires.
Charlie Weiss. Part of
you guys had five coaches you were paying at one time.
Yes.
And you still and have four. As many double digit wins as them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and what was a point that was brought up is A&M cares more about winning. Atrocious. About winning the press conference than actually winning.
Yes.
KU was like that for a while. Les Miles, Charlie Wise, trying to make that splash
and
higher.
And they got smart.
And then they
went back and forth between.
Well, and then they got smart, got Leipold in there. And
well, no. We tried different things.
There was that Buffalo guy. The guy from Buffalo.
He was a hot hire. Because
Leipold came from Buffalo.
Who?
Leipold came from
Buffalo. Leipold. Who was the other?
The quarterback from Nebraska.
Yeah.
What the hell was his name?
I can't remember his name. He was the hottest.
Yeah, he was.
When he came from Buffalo.
You're talking about the
black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
He was a quarterback at Nebraska.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll find it.
He was a hot hire, though.
Yes, he was. It was not
Turner Gill.
Turner Gill.
He was supposed to be the next.
That was not a bad call.
He was supposed to be the. That's why I'm saying, like, we've done some splashes, but we've tried it all. We went for the hot hire.
Mm-hmm.
We went for the recruiting guy, and that was Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be the major recruiter out of Texas and guru and everything. He failed. We've tried it all. They all sucked.
And finally, Leipold finally hit. Yeah.
We just finally found the one guy that hit. But we've never kept going after the big splash.
No, you didn't go after whoever NFL coach got fired.
John Gruden and then Les Miles and then...
Yeah, get John Gruden. Because that would have been fucking... That would have been on KU's hotline.
Yes. We've done it twice. But we didn't do it consecutively. It was a different.
This is true. There was a break in there.
There was a break. And then we said, fuck it, let's try it again. And then it obviously failed again.
True.
Valid. But everything else failed, so why not go after the big splash again?
I don't know. We need to fire your ass, because I kind of hate agreeing with you.
What?
Just with KU shit. I don't like agreeing with you.
Nah. We've tried everything. It all sucks.
I know.
The problem is that the ADs we had at the time were never committed to fixing it, though. Because it takes an AD and a coach.
Oh, yeah. It's no different than we talk about all the time with quarterback, coach, AD, GM. And... Well,
GM coach, yeah.
It takes an AD and a coach.
Oh, the,
our ADs at KU have never wanted to fix it.
They never wanted to deal with football. Especially when Roy was there and he was basically the AD.
They just didn't fucking care.
Yep.
And the only reason it's kind of changing because Bill Self wants it to change.
Yes, exactly.
He's like, football's got to get better.
Roy didn't care. Roy didn't want football anymore.
Shit. He didn't give a fuck.
Nope.
The only reason is because Bill Self.
I think Self gets it's actually better for everybody if you.
Yes,
100%.
If we can be what we are, but we would actually be that much better if the football team was competitive.
Missouri could have hired fucking Self.
He wouldn't. Let's face it, he'd have been gone by now. So let that go. Let it go. You don't even like college basketball anymore.
I know, but.
But he just sees the potential.
I did then. That's the thing.
I get it. The only thing now is.
This is why we were going to cut you off at 3 minutes instead of the full 10.
Because I get the argument, but he would have been long. He would have been long gone from Mizzou at this point.
Fucking.
He still would have ended up at Kansas. It just took. It just would have taken a little longer.
Or the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, he'd already.
And then
been
get
gone.
Utah Jazz. From there
and then go to KU.
And then go to KU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although, the guy we like.
Yes,
the,
but the, would he have snorted coke off of the ass of one of his players' girlfriends?
What?
What?
Like, that's a bad thing? But the other guy we like to pick on was named SEC Coach of the Year.
He earned it this year. And like I said on last week's show, next year is now the most important season of his career.
Yep.
And so any long-term judgment will be reserved till then. But meanwhile, I'll appreciate that they put together a good year this year.
So are you going to put anything into this bowl game against Ohio State?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll talk closer, but Scott was on to something 30 seconds after the announcement.
Yeah.
And that was who's playing. And it looks like Mizzou is taking their full contingency of players to...
And Ohio State is
and
not.
And Ohio State is not.
Well, it's not like it was rocket science for me, but how many Mizzou players are getting drafted?
There's a handful. Not as many.
Would we call it a handful? I'm not sure that.
I would say. They've got probably three. Trader's probably going to get drafted now.
They've got
that one defensive end.
Defensive end. They have a lineman. They have a cornerback.
Trader would be the one guy.
So
that would.
Less than.
That
would be the kicker's going to get drafted.
But Trader's the one guy that would worry me.
No, he's not.
I don't think
he does. I think he gets drafted. I think he gets drafted.
I don't think he gets drafted.
I think he does.
No.
No.
You might be right.
No, Schrader is the one guy that would worry me not playing.
He's playing.
Yeah, but...
But just overall.
No, I get you.
Then you flip the coin over to Ohio State. How many of those guys are getting drafted?
Oh,
Well,
eight
of them are in the transfer portal.
Well, that part I did not see coming. So,
well, and
yeah, that's not the reason.
That's not the reason I posted that.
And this is something that
seriously, how many of them do you think we get drafted?
Ohio State? There's probably 10.
Yeah, how many of those guys are going to be like, no?
I don't think you think 10.
Between both sides of the ball. Well, although transfer, I'm not familiar with where they are. If how many of them are coming out or whatever.
I really think only like five or six.
But one of the things that I found interesting was I watched quite a bit of before it kind of became a blowout and it got boring, the Mizzou-Arkansas game. And whoever it was that was calling the game for them on the game pointed out that the guy was kind of impressed the way that Drinkwitz has decided to, he's just going to manage what it is. Mm-hmm. He's not going to fight in a NIL. He's not going to fight the portal. The portal giveth, the portal taketh away. He's just going to manage it the best he can.
Him and Leipold are pretty similar.
Pretty similar at that. Mm-hmm. And the guy pointed out, he said that it got out that Drinkwitz told his players, and he did this privately. He didn't call any particular player out, but he said, if you're going to go to the portal, I get it. But come play the bowl game with us. You know,
Finish
what you started. We may go to a New Year's Day 6 bowl. The dichotomy, the reason, like, I realize that McCord is probably, he's not what Ohio State fans are used to. Because they've had, regardless of what they do in the NFL, they've been on a really long run of really good college quarterbacks for a long time. Ryan Day would not commit to him being their number one quarterback next year. And that's why he bailed. Was apparently he asked, there was some discussion after the Michigan game and he wouldn't commit to him. And so,
well, and there's other rumors floating around too. I'm sure you guys have heard too that Ryan Day may be having his name put out there for the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's why the transfer portal just blew up, and all these other guys were like,
he might go pro. So we can afford more just for men for that beer?
Yeah, pretty much.
So Las Vegas has a good place, I think.
Is it that obvious?
I'd much rather him than Harbaugh.
Harbaugh and McCarthy are both going to Vegas next year.
Tom, that takes a lot of Sharpie, all right?
It does. But I gave up. I only bring that up because I think the one thing is like,
Sharpie runs.
Drake can be so... He can say some outlandish shit that you're like, come on, don't do that. But at the same time, I think he does give a shit about his...
He gives a shit about his players.
He gives a shit about his players, and I think he does the best to try to blend looking out for both the team and the individual. Because, like, it was... I read this a lot. Like, after the Arkansas game, he was yelling that he should win the Heisman. And look, was it kind of silly? Yeah. But you know what? I would rather him do that than
oh, it was just another great game. Or
throw the guy over the bus.
Yeah. Because like when that came...
The kid balled out this year.
On one of the SEC sites.
He threw some stats out there that I think were untrue, but... He was I forgot what he was trying to say, but it was something about when was the last time a top 10 running back in the nation on a top 10 team
did not
get a Heisman
invite
or yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Quantify.
And I think probably in the last 5 years there's probably been 20 of them. But
they don't win it. Running backs don't win it anymore.
Right.
But. But then there was a lot of stuff I saw on SEC sites.
I get where he's going.
That fans were like, look, was he being a jackass? Yes. However, kudos to him for giving the kid his moment.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other thing, he actually did get like the football nerds. What a lot of them gave him credit for was when we all argued, saw it all last year. The play calling was terrible last year. So and he went in and got a guy. Now, in typical Mizzou fashion, he's number one for the Boise State job. But
so they're going to lose him in 1 year?
Yeah. That's
not Mizzou. That's everybody.
But
look at what just happened to K-State.
But,
wait, Boise State offensive coordinator job?
No, or the head coaching job.
Okay, you that's a zero loss right there. That's a plus one loss because then that helps your resume even.
Now, the only thing the only thing Mizzou has going for him, depending on how you look at it, is the guy that became the interim coach at Boise State has done a hell of a job since he took over when they fired the guy midseason. So they have a decision to make.
Ah. Yeah.
So at least he's not – Boise State's not –
If I'm not mistaken, it's Moore, right?
It's his brother.
Yeah. But his last name's still Moore. He's a Boise guy.
He played at Boise State. Moore's brother? Yeah, he played wide receiver at Boise State.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I can't think of
But a lot of people
– Alan Moore? Is
I don't remember his first name. But he was a his brother's quarterback.
Right.
Kellen was a quarterback, and he was the brother. But yeah, a lot of the people that try to break down the football part more were like, that actually was pretty...
Kirby.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of Drinkwitz to admit...
I know it's kind of common.
Most coaches...
Kirby's common?
It's not unheard of.
Sure, if you're playing, Mario.
Went to school with a couple of
coaches. But I think Tom's right. Next year's gonna be the telling thing for him is what do you do with it?
Yes.
You know, if you don't do anything with it.
With the school, Johnny Hopkins.
Yeah.
And you smoke that shit.
Sloan Kettering.
So that's it. So we're going to go on a 10-minute diatribe of quotes from this movie?
Maybe.
Something about Will Ferrell movies.
Yeah, we did Anchorman.
I do have one question about Drinkwitz. How many signs is he going to hold at the game this weekend?
Hopefully zero.
Hopefully he's gotten that out of his system.
Hopefully he just holds one that says, not Connor Stallions. I mean, that's...
I hope he should put on sunglasses and a fake mustache or something. And
does that. That would be funny.
I'm just curious. I'm just asking.
God, I hope not. And look, he had a good moment on ESPN with the, Connor Stallions is calling. I'm trying to get some signs. You know, that's funny. That's good. And the guy's a goofball. But he's done a good job this year.
And the one thing I will...
make sure it's not a flash in the pan.
I will argue with you on Matt, because you texted or we talked about it. I'm not sure which.
Can I argue with Matt?
No, just in his theory. That Ohio State's pissed.
Oh,
and
yes.
And Mizzou's just happy to be there.
Yes.
I'm not going to buy that. I don't think Ohio State's I think Mizzou is more than just happy to be there.
I will believe that when I see it.
They need to prove a point. I'm not saying they're going to win. Misconstrue my words here.
A win would be
good. But I really don't think Ohio State wants to fucking be there.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, because we had this similar to conversation last year when K-State was going up against Alabama in a bowl game, remember? And it was like, okay, so is this going to be Alabama that's pissed off, or an Alabama that's, oh, crap, why are we even here?
Alabama went out there and
Alabama
waste.
One thing I will say, though, is, and this piggybacks off some of, you know, Rogers' bullshit weird things that he comes up with, like, you know, the San Francisco Rams.
It's just Jimmy G.
Yeah, Jimmy G. And that Alabama has performed very poorly when they're not playing for a championship in bowl games.
They have.
Yeah.
No, they didn't last year.
Until last year.
Broke that trend.
They did.
That's no longer a...
But Saban has never really given that much of a shit about those bowl games that aren't...
Well, they haven't played in a ton either.
They haven't, but they don't really perform very well when they do.
Okay.
And that was the reason why I said that.
But I think the moment since I said that, that became a lot more complicated, because I said that when the initial announcement was made. And then all of the shit with Ohio State's roster has happened since then.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However.
And the line has reflected that.
They're a 1-point favorite, Mizzou.
If it had been their full contingency of players, I think Mizzou gets trounced.
Agreed.
Only because I don't mean this as any disrespect to Missouri, the roster is better. They're going to get trounced. However, very quickly, you may have a better roster with Mizzou, because you may have kids that were higher rated, but they don't have any. You're going to have a lot of guys that don't have a lot of playing experience.
Yeah.
And that Mizzou bunch is very
seasoned.
And
that's going to be sad.
Shit, it's out to 1.5 points for Mizzou.
That's sad, because...
The only thing I will say about that is that's a little bit consistent with what we were talking about with why Florida State got kicked out because of their quarterback. Vegas saw all those players from Ohio State
no longer being on the team.
That just reminded me. That's
11.5 point swing.
Fucking reminded me. That just reminded me. Yes, we should do away with all rankings and the College Football Selection Committee and let Vegas pick the four best.
You're like 11.
Vegas, let Vegas pick the best teams because then you would get the best teams. Because
you... It started out as a
10. I actually had that thought like earlier this week.
It started out as a 10-point line in favor of Ohio State, and you're like, "Oh shit!"
Well, yeah, because I sent
when the matchup
was announced, I was like, "Oh fuck, this
which
is
was
not
about
good.
10 minutes after
the committee. Four, yeah. And then now, and what that does say though is that it does say what Vegas thinks of the existing Mizzou roster potentially facing the existing Ohio State roster.
Yeah.
So I stand by what I said when I said it. I don't necessarily feel that way about it now.
Right.
Because it's not the same Ohio State team.
It would still be a good win for Mizzou.
Oh, it would still be. It would absolutely be a good win. It's a New Year's Day 6 bowl. You beat Ohio State.
Well, I mean, you got eyes.
It would be a good win.
You got recruiting eyes.
You know, the last time they played the Cotton Bowl, they played Oklahoma State in that hell of a game.
Oh, the fumble.
Shane Ray.
Yes.
You know, and it did. That was a good, you know.
They've actually had a really good streak going on at the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
the Tony Temple game.
Against
Arkansas. Yeah.
When they had two future NFL running backs.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah. So, I mean,
one Hall of Famer, the other one not
so much. But still
a solid running back.
Yeah.
But Adrian. So, Peter. I mean, it's a good, it'd be a good win for them if they can win it.
Yeah.
You know, it's disappointing. And you guys all know how much I hate the NIL and all this horseshit. The one thing that I am hopeful of for the future is that the NIL may change to where it's like, okay, if you want your money from us, you're going to have to play in the bowl game. Whether it's the Poinsettia Bowl or whether it's
Did you guys see I sent what the matchup? Because we joked that if before the championship weekend, Mizzou would have been playing Alabama in the first round, and then they would have got Georgia. Do you know what it would have been this year?
Or the now?
Now?
Oregon.
It would have been Oregon getting Michigan.
And did you
would
see
have
that?
Been, if it was this year.
Who?
They would have had to have played Oregon and then gotten Michigan if they would.
What website did you look at that on? Because did you see that Liberty would have made it?
They would under the because they would have to have gone strictly off the rankings. They were in it.
Yeah, which I found odd because I didn't think they were ranked that high.
No, they
were in the final.
Did they get to 12 or
11? Well, because they snuck in.
Did they?
They were right on the edge.
See, and that's another reason for let's throw the rankings out because Liberty.
Well,
Liberty's not going in.
Let Vegas do it.
Yeah, Liberty's not going in.
Let Vegas do it. That will be give you the most accurate. Ever.
I can't argue it. That's a good point.
Thank you. I'm done for the night now.
Yeah, for the year probably.
Yeah, for a long time. I think I've had like two tonight. I'm spent.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of rankings, it's funny. They now do
you
a transfer.
You got something coming out your ear.
They do a transfer portal ranking like they do high school.
Yeah.
Best kids in the transfer portal.
They got star rankings and all that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you see where Matt Rhule said that a quarterback cost you like...
Eight guys in the portal.
Mizzou does?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean...
But
they're always arguing
about it because they've gotten where they're at because of the portal.
Well, and none of the at least one of them was a significant contributor this year.
Which one?
I can't remember his name, but there was somebody I thought that was a contributor.
Demarion Houston, Xavier Simmons, Carm K. Glass.
I don't know. I'm not so good with the names as the college as I am with.
There's a linebacker.
Damian Wilson?
Yeah.
I saw my linebacker. Oh, K. our mic glass or something like that.
But it's hard, and that's where, like, Mizzou fans can't get upset about it because, like, we Salone, the kid from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, how many games did he help them win this year?
Weiss, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That so, one guy alone makes up.
You can't. You can't.
100%.
Mizzou's one of these schools you really can't bitch about the portal. It giveth and it taketh away.
Much like Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dion wanted more privacy this year.
To well, be able to see I bet that he quote. Did.
I don't think.
I thought Colin Coward putting him on blast about that was hilarious. Don't pride yourself that you're going to be the portal guy, and then when it goes against you, you want it all the rules changed.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And that goes back to what I was saying about Drinkwitz, that it at least he's just acknowledging this is the way that it's going to go.
And, this is the way.
And figure out how you're gonna do it, as opposed to digging job, your feet buddy. In and saying, I don't like it, and letting everybody else do it, or bitching about it.
Yeah, there's no reason to...
You know, and this is the guy that brought in 50-some-odd players. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad when they go.
KU's got two guys in it. I've never heard of either of them.
Yeah.
So
they want playing time.
It's probably like Mizzou. You guys probably never heard of me. I mean, maybe most one of these guys.
And it's...
Yeah, just
and,
one.
And the thing is this kind of happened before. It just didn't happen as much because of the penalties for doing it. You had to sit out a year. But it happened all the time. The kid comes in as a freshman. He thinks he's going to play. And then all of a sudden, the sophomore that's ahead of him on the depth chart starts playing well. And he's like, fuck, I'm never going to play.
Right.
So he has to sit out a year.
Or the grad kid who, you know, going
continues,
to
yeah.
Yeah, gets another chance by going somewhere else.
Well, so, one of the ones that comes to mind is Matt Gutierrez, who was with the Chiefs for a little while. He was at Michigan for 4 years. And his grad year, he thought he was finally going to be the starting quarterback. And then Henny took the job. And he was a freshman. So he's like, I'm done. He went to Idaho. You know, he could play there immediately because he's like, fuck, I ain't ever going to play.
Yeah.
Well, and one more thing to that is like, I still don't like this portal shit.
Really? You've never expressed that.
However,
this is news to me.
I know. And I'll continue to. And I said just 100 times that even if fucking Mizzou went out and won 20 fucking straight national titles simply because of the portal, I still ain't going to be a. I ain't still going to be happy. But with all that being said, it does give these kids a chance to get out of a spot that they thought was a good fit that's no longer a good fit.
Right, especially since coaches can leave at any time.
Because for every eight guys that you just lost to the portal, maybe you get eight guys that are the perfect fit now.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you what, though. What's funny is...
You don't know.
So,
and most of the time, if you look through that portal, it's usually guys that don't play very much, and they're just trying to go to another team
where they can play.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Can you?
That's like 90% of the
Can you imagine, like, Weiss is sitting here going, I actually upgraded.
Yeah, from Missouri, Oklahoma.
I left Oklahoma, and I upgraded. Because he basically replaced a kid that went to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Yep. When he bailed to go to Georgia, they got Weiss from Oklahoma. And I'm sure there are people going, eee. No, he actually did quite well for himself in that one. He's playing in the Cotton Bowl.
It's actually going to help him.
He's, you know, had a 10-win season.
Well, now Dylan Gabriel's in the transfer portal too, so.
Yeah. I kind of like that Oklahoma and USC are both suffering at the same time. That kind of worked out beautifully because...
Is Oklahoma really suffering, though? I mean, they didn't get anything, but...
Oh, I think they have problems. I think they're in trouble.
Didn't they intend it to?
No.
No.
Oklahoma?
Well, they didn't play in the Big 12.
They didn't play
I know, but they...
I think they have problems.
I thought they were 8-9-3.
Yeah, maybe 9-3. That's...
Now, by Oklahoma standards, that's a problem.
But...
And I think the bigger problem they have is I think they're not sure about their coach.
Oklahoma.
No, you're right, 10-2.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're
again, that's bad for them, but it's not
I don't think they're gonna have.
Ooh, they're playing Arizona,
but they technically lost to Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Texas.
Oh, that's why they didn't get to play in the championship.
But that's why to the fans, it's like, no, this is a
their bowl game could be one of the.
Okay, you beat them. Didn't they beat Oklahoma?
Not this year.
No.
That was last.
Oh.
Can you beat Oklahoma?
Yeah, we beat Oklahoma. Yes.
So did they beat Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Texas.
They beat Texas.
Okay.
That was Texas's lone loss.
Okay.
And KU and Oklahoma State.
And it was on the last play of the game.
But KU and Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma back-to-back. We beat them, and then Oklahoma State beat them.
Yeah.
And that's what really knocked them out of the Big 12
championship. Now, the Oklahoma bowl game could be good at Arizona. Against Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. That could
be
an entertaining one.
But is Dylan going to play? Because if Dylan's not going to play, then...
Arizona's 3-point favorites.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. He's not playing then. That's the only way Arizona's favorite.
Because Arizona's quarterback, he's
you've said that before.
He ain't going to play in the pros, but he's fun to watch in college.
He's going to be a good college.
Yeah, he's kind of like Pat White.
We'll have to do... We'll do a bowl episode.
Yeah, we'll do one. We'll break them all down.
Well, we'll see what happened to KU's bowl too. So,
well, they're playing
UNLV, and they're favored by like 12.5.
Yeah, but now with the shooting today,
you
never know.
I will say I watched that game, a little bit of it, the Boise State UNLV championship.
Oh yeah,
that's a bad defense.
UNLV.
Yeah.
Holy.
Not impressive.
It's
amazing they got the 9 wins.
Yeah. Food.
Barry Odom, their head coach?
Yep. Yeah. UNLV's.
Yeah.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Yeah, he left Arkansas. And what's funny about that is I read a lot of stuff online. A lot of Arkansas fans think that was one of the reasons why Arkansas struggled. They thought Odom did a lot more for that team than just run the defense.
It's starting to look that way.
He was kind of a head coach-ish kind of guy on there. And that's one of the reasons why Arkansas struggled so badly when he was no longer the coordinator.
Well, this is
he's a good coordinator.
But this is his first year at UNLV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a bowl eligible.
But all of a sudden, turn him around, and let's face it, UNLV's got to be hard to recruit to.
Got 9 wins.
But you don't apologize for it. 9 wins at a school like that's pretty fucking good.
Nah, yeah, you don't. You just go along with it. You don't say anything.
No, and I thought, and Barry Odom, maybe in the Big 12, is probably still employed, but I think Mizzou's kind of got this, we have to do better in the SEC, and they weren't going to put up with 6-6. Because that was always my argument why I get so mad at Drink, is it's like Barry Odom was a lot cheaper to go 6-6 with a lot less foolishness. So,
you had the same guy.
Yep. But if Drink,
because I tried,
Drink can win more than 6 wins, then
because last week's episode of our podcast really opened my eyes to, it's like, there's some good conference championship games out there.
And there was a lot of fun games last week.
Yeah, Toledo
the
and
Mac
the
Mac game.
Yeah.
Miami, Ohio, and Toledo. Yeah.
That was a close one.
It was a good one. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good game.
Mac games can be fun to watch.
The UNLV Boise State.
I miss the whack.
But you do. You hung banners.
Yeah, who was the other one? Liberty in New Mexico was a close one, too.
Yeah. No,
it was high scoring.
I think Liberty kind of ran away with it, didn't
49-35. It?
That wasn't a runaway.
Not much defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not much defense, but yeah. And then the Tulane SMU.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yes, and I watched that too.
Because SMU upset Tulane.
Yes, they did.
Yep. They beat West Virginia. You knew SMU was good.
What?
Oh, was that Houston that beat you, not SMU? Sorry, bad joke.
Same city, different
school.
So your guys' old coach beat your new coach.
Yeah.
And some weird shit.
12 seconds.
That's right.
Had to one up the Bills.
The Hail Mary.
Had to one up the Bills.
And it was the bad beats of the week.
Yes.
Yep.
for the over-under, I think.
Yeah, they were... West Virginia was down 13 with like 4 minutes left, came back to tie the goddamn game up.
Just to lose.
Only just to lose. No, not tie the game. They took the lead. They took the lead only to fucking lose. We can move on.
Like, that's a wrap.
All right. No, you got it. We got one prediction.
We got one more thing to speak about.
What's that?
We didn't talk about Mizzou KU.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys got?
Meat dominates.
Basketball's still a sport. There's my annual statement of that.
It's not going to be pretty.
No, that's going to be a beat down.
It's a sport that your team, K-State, doesn't understand, though.
Which one's my team? You keep saying you when you...
Whatever team he designates you to have.
Yeah. It's K-State tonight.
I have a kid at K-State, and yes, yeah, I follow them because of that.
You decided that you were going to be a fan of them.
Yeah.
Like Boston College.
My kid's there. So therefore, it is a K-State that you are.
Now you get to take
Golden Eagles, go.
Because...
No, K-State.
There is no fighting in the war room.
Good reference. Well done.
Well done. Good reference.
Thank you.
Yes. The basketball. KU going to win big.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow college basketball very closely, but I know that's not going to go well.
For what?
Mizzou.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know.
No, it's off. Nobody's going to bet on it. It's like Iowa, Michigan.
I actually really don't see one.
That's very telling.
It's going to be a lot to a little.
Sometimes basketball, though, it's...
They confuse Mizzou for a D2 school.
Yeah, you can't bet on this one.
You can't bet on it.
Wait, there was a line on the UMKC game. I mean...
There should be. It's just...
Which UMKC covered.
Yeah.
I bet they did. It was 26.5-point line, so...
I don't know what the... That's a good question. It doesn't show me a line.
Let's take a look here.
But I might be at the game, so.
Ooh.
Good for you. Where's it at?
KU.
Oh, good God, yeah. That's going to be a fucking smack.
It's going
to
be ugly.
It's going to be
damn.
Ugly.
Oh, my God. That is going to be an ugly-ass beatdown.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, there is no line on ESPN.
And that's probably why, because it's at KU. So
are there some injuries that are still up in the air or something? Maybe?
Not for
they just don't want to...
Not for the team that matters.
Yeah, if it's...
I don't know. What about you guys? Do you have any...
Fuck, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
Mizzou has a basketball team?
They just got a new coach.
Yes, and he did a solid
job. Something like
5-2.
That's about all I know.
Why is it so fucking hard to find a fucking spread on this game?
I don't see one. I seriously don't.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like day after tomorrow. Okay, the game's not even. I said day after tomorrow.
Is it Friday?
It's Saturday. Tomorrow's Thursday. You're right. My bad.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
What you said.
Tomorrow's my Friday, so.
What about that Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't even find it on DraftKings.
I don't see anything on there.
There is no line.
That
listed.
Is very fuck. I can't find it fucking anywhere.
That is a clue. If something weird happens,
yeah,
it's a conspiracy.
There's some shenanigans.
Shenanigans, I say.
They're not aligned.
I'm going to bet on Hunter Dickinson to get 30 points, though.
Yeah, that should be an easy one.
Fuck him.
Where is that college at, by the way? Is that North Carolina?
No, it's in Lawrence.
Hunter Dickinson?
Oh, yeah. It's down at Fog Allen. If you go down there, he dominates downtown.
Oh, God.
Yeah. God. His Minsky's commercial sucks.
Let's fucking wrap
He's
this.
A terrible fucking actor.
You're just mad because they're paying him more money than your college would have.
That's true, actually.
Oh, God. Now he's getting cocky.
A cocky KU basketball fan? I've never met such a thing.
Hey,
does not exist.
Hey, how many championships does K-State have?
None. And anything ever.
Okay, I don't.
Except bass fishing.
Vegas.
Bass fishing. Okay, when you say it's basketball sport, what you guys claim is a sport?
Quit saying you guys. I've like followed them for a year and a half now
since my
kid goes
You're
there.
Part of it. You
Vegas,
follow them.
I found
you own
one
it.
Site. Vegas Insider has KU as a 25.5 point
underdog.
Okay.
I wouldn't follow that. Okay.
Vegas Insider site actually says DraftKings has it as a 22.5 point KU. I don't know why it's not on DraftKings.
Jeez.
But this site.
Oh, because they don't want to play.
This site. Yet, so this site has the predicted score 95-67.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would say that's a little high, but I would say 80.
For
60.
Who?
KU. I don't think we're going to score 90 points against you guys. Although you guys did lose to
Jackson State.
Yeah.
I don't. KU loves to lose almost every year to some fucking dinkity donk some
They're not
team.
Losing this one.
No, but I'm saying, don't make fun of Jackson State because you guys seem like you at least got one.
I didn't realize Mizzou
weird
was
ass fucking loss in you.
7-2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the tournament, we always lose.
No, there's always seems like one regular season game where it's just like, you lost to who? And then you fucking reel off 14 in a row, and it's like, you forgot about it already.
It never
matters.
Last big loss we had, they made the tournament and went to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
what the hell?
Because Bill Self still follows the same script of, everybody's terrible. This is the worst team he's ever coached. Yada, yada, yada. And then midway through the season, it's like, well, we're getting better, but we still got a lot of learning to do. And da 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 da.
Yeah,
and then by the time you get to the tournament, it's like, we're a solid team. Blah, blah, blah.
You can't say anything That's about our non-con, though.
No, you never can say anything about KU's non-con. They never shot.
Well, and non-con in basketball is actually encouraged to be stronger than unlike football.
I will give you that. It actually does matter.
It does matter. Benefits you later in the year. Yeah. It might be the difference between a one seed and a two seed.
Yeah. Yep. So, but, then, yeah.
And that's why some ranked teams
this year
don't
make
the tournament because they don't play anybody.
We've played like three or four of the top 10 teams. It was like, good grief. Can we?
Oh, I've said it before. I got into this argument once and I felt dirty because I was defending. I was defending Kansas because...
See? That's what I'm talking about.
I hate it when it happens, but like, I was arguing that when Wichita State was having their little mini run...
Fuck.
I was arguing with a guy why KU wasn't playing him, and I'm like...
up in arms at KU.
I'm like, I would gladly defend Wichita State or hate on KU, except... They play five teams in the top 10 in the first 2 weeks of the season. And playing Wichita State does nothing for them. There's the same reason why Mizzou playing in basketball, it took so long to finally get around to it. It does nothing for KU's resume, beating the
until
dog shit
recently,
out of Missouri.
Until you guys have turned it around now.
And they're still going to get beat by 30.
Yeah.
And you guys will make the tournament probably.
No. You may be arguing about that 68-69 last team out.
69, dude.
Yeah. Is that why he wants it expanded?
Sure.
Yeah, he wants it expanded to was 99 or something.
Yeah, it was.
Like, shut up.
Dude. Just pick the 20. Just pick the 20 teams that aren't going. It would be the selection show with what he wants to do.
Yeah, that was bizarro.
the top 40 teams, one of them.
You've been hanging out with Eli too much.
Yeah. Hanging out with Drake. Drinking drink sauce.
Yeah, no shit.
Doing cocaine off their players' girlfriends' butts.
And having jumbo wine.
Yeah.
Not remember that? That was...
And still got to...
Have you blacked out those days? How do you not remember that?
Oh, I do. I just, okay.
Just ignore it.
Still made it to an Elite Eight.
With Norm's boys. Not with his.
Still went.
Okay. And fucking Marquette. Mother...
All right, you ready to end it?
Yeah, yes. Probably better.
Tune in next time. Later.